The walnut industry, boy, it's having problems with oversupply and low prices, but certainly that crop is still sold around the world. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brock Middleton is with Alpine Pacific, a walnut handler, processing as much as 90 million pounds for shipments around the world. They're based in Houston.
We typically kind of follow about the industry average. I mean, we're normally two-thirds, being up to three-quarters some years, export. We do a lot of business into Europe, Japan, Middle East, India, but then we also have, you know, a lot of really good big domestic customers as well.
Of course, there was a big push to get walnuts into China. They wanted them, but then planting started really increasing, which created problems.
Now, obviously, we had the big growth in China back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, which spurred a lot of the plantings that went in. I think we're to some extent paying for that growth. We did find India and the Middle East and Turkey to try to backfill some of that consumption that was lost when we lost China as a customer, and they ended up becoming a producer that's now competing with us on the market. So that's been kind of flipped on its head. That's been a problem, but I think, you know, we have a great product offerings into Japan as a fantastic customer. Korea, we've got, you know, emerging markets in the Middle East and India, which are obviously very heavy plant consuming populations, and we see a lot of potential growth in those markets.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.